Blog Talk Radio.
The hottest show on the internet, Sin City Radio. Sin City Radio. Chillin' as you dial. Sin City Radio.
Father Time, what's good, dawg? SinCity.Truth.com.
Sin City Radio.
We're on a mission from God.
SinCity.Truth.com.
You need people like me so you can point your fucking fingers and say that's the bad guy.
We built this shit!
Welcome to the hottest show on the internet, Sin City Radio.
Anymore. It's showtime, folks!
Yo, what's up, y'all? Welcome to another edition of Sin City Radio. This is your boy, Cash Chillin' As You Jam. And my man, Father Time. Time, what's good, dope?
What's crackin', homes?
Chillin'. Janine, what's up, baby?
Hey, how y'all doing?
What's that?
Damn, that was a dry one, wasn't it? We're gonna try that again. Man, how you doing?
Hello. How are you all?
Okay. Let's see. We ain't going to get no see in her little funky little mood today.
I'm not in the mood.
So what's happening?
What's going on, y'all?
What's up?
Can't tell.
Not a whole lot.
How are you doing? Huh? Nah, I'm talking about that damn Janine.
No.
She go through her little shit.
I'm still in work mode. I'm upset. I'm highly upset.
Today's just been a stressful day. That's why we're on Sin City Radio. We're gonna relax, kick back, have a little fun. All right. Because I've been stressed all day today, too.
Not me. I'm having a good day, shit. I'm about to drink my beer, max and relax. What happened at work?
Huh?
I was talking to Janine. What happened at work?
Well, you work with incompetent people. Well, I guess I could put it like this. If you're given a project to do, and you're trying to complete the project, you're working on it, and that's not the only thing you have to do. You have other things you have to do, and you're trying to get this project done, but then you find out that something wasn't done correctly in the first place, so you can't complete the project. And you wasted your whole day, wasted all this time. And this has been going on back and forth for like 3 weeks. You've been trying to get this done.
Okay.
And all of a sudden, I figured it out why it wasn't working right, because I work with database systems. So now I figured out why it's not working right. And they're just like, oh. I'm like, oh, I want to coach so bad because they have wasted 3 weeks of my time.
I mean, was it a specific person that you could have just talked to that you really wanted to just cuss out?
I mean, we work with a vendor who we have paid them millions of dollars for this system. You see what I'm saying? And you promise people things that you say is going to work with this system. Okay, so now we then bought this system, basically, from this vendor. And now you're trying to teach us how to, you know, we're trying to implement things to get it to work right in regards to our patents and things like that. And they don't even work right. And you're telling us to go ahead and implement it. And go ahead and implement it. So I can't say specifically who on their side. You know what I mean?
Well, you know what? You should just give them a phone call. Give them a phone call. And when they say hello, this is whoever the vendor is, you tell them.
Hey, bitch, come here. Got your motherfucking man. Come here.
That's how you end that.
But it's a continuous process because now they want to meet again in the morning. It's like now we have to continually have more meetings so I can continually tell them what the fuck is wrong with their shit. You know what I'm saying? But I can't say that. I have to be professional. But then that makes me mad because I can't curse.
Well, this is what you need to be thinking in your head when you look at them.
Damn, damn, damn!
Y'all ain't to work with Microsoft.
Excuse me?
I said, it sounds like you working with Microsoft.
No, that's not who it is.
The motherfuckers always got bugs. Shoot, they
know,
do, man.
I know, but you expect that. But they're not even honest about it. You know, you just can't give somebody a product and be like, oh, okay. We say it's working, but then you give it to us and it's not working. Oh, you didn't claim you did all this testing and you know it's working, and then you just give it to us and then it's not working. Like, we stupid. Like, we not going to figure out it's not working, and we just going to implement the shit. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it's ridiculous.
Did they tell y'all that it's still in beta?
No. They said they fixed everything. Because we've been going back and forth because it has not been working. We've been going back and forth for 3 weeks because it has not been working. We have given it back to them 3 times for them to fix what's wrong, correct the issues, give it back to us correct, test it, make sure you know, make sure it's right before you give it to us.
Well, they gave y'all the beta version.
Well, I think what made me more upset was that they tried to make it seem like I was incompetent. I think that's what made me mad. Well, you're not doing something. Like I wasn't doing something right. You know what I'm saying? Because they didn't want it to be on them, so they tried to make it seem like it was me. So I was kind of glad I figured out what the issue was so I could just throw it back in their face.
Feel like Rodney King, man. Can't we all just get along? They like, man, you fucking up our money. I'm just saying.
Corporate America.
Yeah, them motherfuckers will get you. All right, check this out, y'all. Somebody sent me something. They wanted me to bring it up. All right. It's like a paragraph long, so I'm going to read it to y'all. Y'all tell me what y'all think. All right, it says, it's funny how certain situations can change you for the better or the worse. For example, a cheating partner. It's interesting when your partner gets caught cheating and suddenly after being exposed, they want to be forgiven. They want another shot at the relationship to prove their love and commitment. How long would their infidelity continue had they never got caught in the first place? Think about it. The double life. If you were madly in love, how could one betray their true love's trust in the first place? Was, quote, if I cheated, we can reconcile, included in your vows on your wedding day. I was cheated on by a man. I trusted he had my entire heart in his hand. Once I discovered the truth about his double life, quote, I forgave him, hoping he would change.
Forgave?
No, this is a woman. This is a woman.
I mean, she keeps saying double life. I'm like, he was gay or something. That's why I asked.
I think what she mean by double life is, you know, she living life with her and another woman.
Yeah, living life with another woman, yeah.
Right, that's what that means.
Mm-hmm.
All right, hold on, man. You made me lose my goddamn place. All right. Once I discovered the truth about his double life, I forgave him, hoping he would change. He promised to love me better. Shopping sprees, spas, nail appointments, chocolates, and flowers were his way of asking for forgiveness. Being young and naive, I forgave him. A few short months later, he cheated again. So my question to everyone, what is their take on cheating, whether emotional or physical, or both? Is it wise to take them back or pick up the pieces and move on with your life? And then she say, for your information, this does not reflect my current situation. As a matter of fact, I have no situation, just a topic for discussion. She talking about her goddamn self, but anyway. I mean, you can't think of no shit like this unless it happened to you. You know what I mean?
Well,
but,
it doesn't have to be happening right now. It could be a past situation.
Yeah, like a past relationship or something.
But it's still your.
Well, evidently she ain't over it if she's talking about it like that.
Well, she says she's not talking about her current situation.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, she ain't over it yet.
The question is, what is their take on cheating, whether emotional or physical, and is it wise to take them back or just move the fuck on? Who wants to start?
I don't know, because I can speak on both paths as the cheater and having been cheated on.
Okay, well, apparently she's been cheated on, so let's go with the cheated on. I mean, did you take him back or did you move on?
I consider myself to be a little bit different than most people. Most women believe in their heart and minds and soul that when they get with this man, he only gonna love her, be with her, cherish her, just like it say. It seemed like that's what their hopes and their dreams. And that I don't have that. I don't think like that. I don't know why. Maybe because my parents fucked me up or whatever. I believe, and hell, my daddy was something like a pimp. I don't call him a pimp. He's something like a pimp. I don't believe men or women at times, I'm not saying everybody, they all have this urge to cheat. Not to say that you're going to follow through with the cheating, but I feel like some people have it more than others. So in the back of my mind, it's always possible that it's going to happen. So it's never a surprise to me if it does. That's how I take it. So if it happens, it happens. Because I figure it might happen anyway.
All right, I just wrote down something you said that I want to come back to. I keep
a
notepad, y'all, so I can I can remember what the hell I want to talk about.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, liquor store. First of all, have you ever been cheated on?
Yes.
Okay, did you kick him to the curb or did you want to work it out?
No, I kicked him back time and time again.
I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you.
I said, no, I kicked him back time and time again.
You took him back?
Said time and time again?
Yes, time and time again, like several times. Yes.
So you found out he cheated on you more than once and you took him back?
Yep.
All the time?
Yeah, until that last final time where it was like, you know what, fuck this. But yes, there were several times where he cheated and I took him back.
Okay, now by you saying that, let me ask you a question.
Mm-hmm.
Was the sex that good?
It didn't have anything to do with that.
Then why would you take them back so many times?
Because emotionally, that's where I was. Like, you know, I was young, first of all, and that takes into a, you know, account a whole lot. But, you know what I'm saying? It was like, that's who I wanted to be with. So I, you know, it was like, okay, he was who he was, and women just wanted him. And, you know, he was young, too, so it was like, okay, he didn't know how to say, okay, I'm with somebody. He took it upon, you know, every offer, and he went with it. But I was dedicated to him. So, you know, and then it didn't even have anything to do with the sex. It was a person.
Okay.
There were so many good things about him to where it was like, okay, sex is only one part of any relationship. Sex is only one part, you know, and it is not the entirety of the relationship. So I felt like, again, we were young, so I'm not thinking like an adult because I'm not an adult. You know, okay, you gave your body to somebody else, but, you know, that's physical. And sometimes the physical don't have nothing to do with what is in your heart.
Okay. Now, let me ask you one more question before I move on to my man. So you're saying even though he did it so many times, the good outweighed the bad. That's why you kept taking him back.
Yes, until that final realization that, okay, this is never going to change, and you're never going to be dedicated to me like I'm going to be dedicated to you, so I'm just going to let you fly free. Today, you know, he's same age as I, a little bit older than me, twice married, once divorced, you know what I'm saying, and five kids. So I feel like, okay, well, life gave you what the hell you wanted.
He was twice married?
Yeah.
With five kids?
He has five in total, yeah.
And that brother moved around. Twice married?
Twice married and 32 years old. 32 years old, twice married. To me, that is crazy how, you know what I'm saying, you're only 32. You really even, you know, how you really haven't even really begun to live yet, and you've already been married twice. And he's currently married now, and I believe is still, you know, he married outside of his race the second time. And I asked him, you know, he says that his wife told him as long as she don't find out about it, she don't care what he do. So he's content with that, and I believe he still does whatever the fuck he wants because he's with a woman who, you know, I don't know if she's insecure with herself or is just content with that, you know, just want to be with somebody. I don't know.
I need a wife like that. I don't care what you do, if I'm going to find out. That's the kind of wife I need. I don't care what you do. Just don't let me find out. I mean, you just gave him an open invitation.
I mean,
whatever you want to do, just make sure I don't find out.
See,
that's a good woman.
Anyway.
That's the perfect wife. All right, well, I'm serious, she is. That's the perfect wife. To me, that's the perfect. She's perfect.
But you know that's rare. You are not going to find that too often.
Hell, that's why I say she's perfect. I don't care what you do. Just don't let me find out. I mean, come. That's like saying, hey, you can go fuck whoever you want to fuck. Just don't let me find out you fucked him.
Yeah, but
it's about respect.
That could come in so many different, you know what I'm saying? A lot of people do not protect themselves, and you know what I'm saying? So now, what, you know, he can have outside kids, and that could be later found out, or he, you know what I'm saying, be done contracted some fucked up disease, and that could be found out. So, you know what I'm saying? You never know who you're dealing with. You could be dealing with a psycho bitch that'll come knock on your door and be like, look, I'm fucking your husband, or you understand, I'm fucking your man. You never know how, you know, that shit can...
It's just a thought. It's just a thought. If Mother Nature came to me right now and say, you can fuck whoever you want to fuck, just don't let me find out, I'm not going to say okay. I'm going to say, baby, I ain't going to do that. But you just gave me an open invitation. You just told me I can go fuck somebody else. As long as you don't find out, you don't care. Shit, who don't want a woman like that?
But is that insecurity on somebody's part?
Only if she
or
find
is it,
out.
Or is it extreme security? I don't know.
Well, I don't know about all that, but shit, I would love to have married her.
I don't believe that's insecurity. I don't feel that way. I don't feel like I'm just going to say, oh, you could go fuck whoever you want to, because then if that's the case, then I can go fuck whoever I want to.
But more than likely, it doesn't go both ways. If she don't do what she want to do, he's probably going to leave her.
Exactly,
and he said
that.
And he told me that when we had the conversation. Like, yeah, if I find out she fucking around on me, I'm out of there. So
that's because he didn't tell her to. She told him to.
Yeah, she said, so that's different. I'm saying I wouldn't say that because if that's the case, if you doing that, you know what I'm saying, I wouldn't say that anyway. But if you doing that, that's just open invitation to me that I can do whatever I want.
No,
I
you
do,
can't.
I do
can.
Feel like, I know I can't, but I was just saying. But
she
I do
never
feel like,
you.
Yeah, but I do feel like they should have the opportunity to share in other women. That's just me. That don't mean I'm insecure with myself. We just, that's just something I feel like we should be able to enjoy together.
Okay, so you talking about, you know what I'm saying, I should ask you, are you talking about, a three-way situation, or are you talking about separate endeavors as well as, you know what I'm saying, invite somebody else to the room?
We've had separate endeavors, but there are always rules to it. You know what I'm saying? It's just not like. Like, say this is somebody.
Hold, Janine, hold your thought for 1 second.
Okay.
Lick Stowe, did you work today?
No, I didn't.
You was watching Dr. Phil.
Separate endeavors.
Separate endeavors. That's some shit. That's Dr. Yeah, poor Dr.
That's
Phil.
Dr. Phil
on this show. But go ahead, Janine.
I'm just saying, say it's somebody we have did threesomes with. This is somebody I know. This is somebody we communicate with. You know, we cool. Everybody's cool with each other. You know what I'm saying? Because I know this person. Say, you want to go over there and fuck her. Maybe I'm at work that day. Maybe I'm busy or whatever. If I feel like I want to say okay, then it's okay. You see what I'm saying? If I feel like I don't have no problem with it, then I don't have no problem with it. I feel like people at times, depending on the people, can separate sex and love. They don't always go hand in hand with each other. You
right.
know what I'm saying?
So you believe, like I said, sometimes the physical don't have nothing to do with what's in the heart.
Yes, but it depends on that person. I understand
right.
what you're saying. If you don't agree with it and that's not the life you want to live, then you stand your ground because that's the life you want to live. You see what I'm saying? I just choose to live it a little bit differently. That's all.
Okay, well, let me ask you about something you just said.
Mm-hmm.
You said if you at work and he wanted to go fuck somebody else, you would be like, that's cool.
Yeah, if I feel like that's cool, the girl cool, I know her, you know what I'm saying? We may have had threesomes with her or something like that. I've been in situations like that before, and I said, yeah.
Okay, you got a pencil or pen around?
Or what?
I'm going to give you Mother Nature's number so y'all can rap.
<I'm silly. laughs>
Well, the Nathan's still not
going to
go forward, so.
I'm just saying, you know, just tell her how you feel, you know.
And you say, maybe she'll go for it coming from another woman.
Hey, there you go. Go ahead, you know, just try it out, you know, to help a brother out. Tell her it wouldn't bother you at all, you know, because you trust your guy and all that good shit. Shit. All right, what about you, dog? You ever been cheated on, man?
Talk to me.
Yeah, dog.
Oh man, I got a bad reception going on.
Oh, you might want to switch it up then, dog.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, but you're breaking up, just like last week. Same thing.
I done called on the phone and pressed one.
You called on the phone and pressed one.
He said you didn't let him in.
Damn.
I'm looking at my screen right now. I see we got some people on here that if they want to join the conversation, they can press one. But I don't see you.
Really?
Really?
Oh, my goodness.
Press one if you want to join. You know the rules. All right, man, what'd you do, man? Did you work it out or did you kick rocks?
You can't hear me, can't you?
No,
no,
I don't
hear you. You going in and out.
No, seriously, man, I think they messing up. Because my screen is not showing nothing.
I'm up. I see everything. You 374?
See my... No, 219, my phone number.
I'm trying to bring you in now. Yeah, it won't even let me bring you in.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's messing up.
All right, I'm going to reboot, but I want to go back to what Janine said. You said people have an urge to cheat. I typed
yeah.
urge to chat. I meant to say cheat. Okay, explain that to me.
I mean, it's a typical natural thing for human beings. You see somebody else, they might look good. You have that urge, or you have that thought in your mind that, damn, I wish I could fuck them, or not to say that you would go through with it. Everybody does it.
Okay. I mean, so I'm walking down the street. I see somebody.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm married. So if I'm thinking I would like to hit that.
Mm-hmm.
That's an urge to cheat.
Yeah. Not to say you would go through with it. You thinking about cheating with somebody, you got that urge. You thinking about fucking somebody else that you see. I ain't saying nothing wrong with it. I just said, cause we all look. We all see people like, damn, you know, women do it too. I mean, I just think it's all about respect, you know, and how you do it. You don't have to, like, stand in that person's face, but me personally, hell, I might see a woman. I think she got a fat ass. I might be like, look at her ass. You see how big
damn.
Her ass is? And I tell her to look. So, you know what I'm saying? That's just how I do. But I'm just saying. Some people think it's disrespectful to do that. But that don't mean you not thinking about it. You see what I mean?
All right, let me ask you this. You walk down the street with your guy. Nice-ass woman walked by. Now, would you be offended if he just looked at her or if you caught him trying to sneak a peek?
No, because I would probably be looking at her first.
So if he just turned around and be like, damn. You know, he kind of forgot he was walking with you for a hot second. I was like,
mm-hmm.
damn. Oh, shit. Then he look at you and be like, oh, shit, my bad. That wouldn't bother you?
No, I'd be like, what? And he'd be like, you know, him knowing me, he'd say, I'd be like, God damn, you see her ass? And I'd turn around and be like, ooh, damn. You know?
All right. So, would that bother you? If he kind of forgot he was walking with you, I mean, you know, he just flat, I mean, you know, she completely caught him off guard. And he was like, damn.
No, because I have found myself in that very predicament. Like, good girl. Golly Molly. That's something. So, no, I couldn't be mad because that's something I do every now and then.
I'll be pissed the fuck off. The fuck you looking at? Hello, I'm right here. You know what I mean? You gonna do this shit right in my face?
I'm saying looking ain't cheating. Now when you walk over to that bitch and you forget that you with me and you like, you know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Yeah, now we have a problem.
Exactly. Now that I've had happen where, you know, a guy will walk up to me or something like that, that is like totally disrespectful. Especially if you don't know if the guy I'm with is my man. You see me with a guy, you know what I'm saying? And if we look like
yeah,
we together, why would you just walk up? Why would you just walk up to the person and still try to holler at them? You know what I mean?
That's disrespectful.
That is so
yeah, that's a motherfucker that's looking to get an ass whooped. One of us going to get our ass whooped that day.
But to acknowledge that somebody else, you know what I'm saying, somebody is good looking, okay, well, shit, you're human still. You're just in a relationship.
Yeah, yeah.
Fuck that.
I mean, like me, you like, I work in a liquor store, and, you know what I'm saying, okay, you know, lots of men come in the liquor store, you know what I'm saying, so, and I'm, you know, I'm not the finest thing walking, but I'm far from, you know, the ugly duckling. You know what I'm saying? He doesn't have a problem with the fact that I'm approached on a regular basis. Because
well,
I know how to say, no, I'm cool.
Well, you do work in a public place.
I know. And the predominantly, you know, men, for the most part, come in there. Shit, you know, men. Older men, younger men, whatever, men.
I mean, hey, I used to date a stripper. I knew she was a stripper. I met in a strip club.
Oh,
that shit would... It used to bother me, though.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? I don't know if y'all know what I'm saying. Like, if I'm in a club and I... You know what I'm saying? I know, you know what I'm saying? She's trying to get paid. You know, motherfuckers trying to holler. That shit used to bother me. I ain't gonna even lie. What the fuck is going on with my screen?
Told you it was fucked up.
My shit ain't, man, what the fuck? This is crazy. But yeah, that shit used to bother me, but you know, hey, to each his own, I guess.
You know, that kind of goes back to what I said about, well, women are more likely to be satisfied with the fact that, you know, they get the attention. Like, shit, you know, if I did want to, you know what I'm saying, get down, I could. Men are more likely to actually do it.
Are you fucking serious?
I said more likely and in some situations. I'm not talking about everybody everywhere. You know what I mean? In my, okay, so let me say in my personal experience. Is that better?
I mean, your opinion is your opinion.
Okay, so in my personal experience, you know, I've been approached countless times and was like, all right, bet, you know what I mean? Whatever, whatever. Men that I have been with in my past were not able to, well, or didn't want to, or whatever, you know what I'm saying? And just be like, yeah, I could hit that. They actually did it.
Well, women do that shit too now.
I know that. I said in my own personal experience.
Yes, because I know I cheated.
Oh,
I cheated all the
time. And you just admit that shit proudly. I'm a goddamn cheater. And I don't give a fuck who knows. Most motherfuckers try to keep that shit under wraps. I know I cheated a bunch of times. Shit don't bother me.
Yeah.
I mean, do you cheat because he cheat, or you just cheat for the hell of it?
Both.
Okay, who said both?
Me. I said both.
So you cheat because you can, and then you cheat because he cheat.
I said I have for both of those circumstances.
Did you tell him?
Well, not actually did you tell him, but did he find out?
It depends on who you're talking about. Did I care about him? I probably didn't. Or I probably didn't care if he knew or not. See, the problem with me is...
You got issues. That's the problem.
Would you listen? People were with me, but I wasn't with them. That's the difference. If you were with me, but I didn't really consider you that close, then I still felt like I was free to do whatever I wanted to do. But, of course, people in their eyes were thinking I was theirs. But everybody shouldn't think like that.
So you saying you
were okay.
So you saying he was in a relationship, but you wasn't.
That's
what
it
sounds like. How? Well, you don't think we was in a relationship when they say death do us part.
When they gonna say that? That's if I get married.
At your funeral?
Oh, at my funeral.
And this is where they parted.
How the fuck do people, how is one person relationship and the other person isn't? You had to tell him we're in a relationship or something in order for him to think that.
No, that's not true. People just automatically assume that. Because you with somebody or you going out with somebody and y'all been dating for a while, people just sometimes automatically assume you in a relationship. You need to tell me because I don't just know. I can't read mine.
Wow, so I have to specifically say, hey, we are in a relationship.
And we have to establish what that means.
Yeah, okay.
Wow.
I know what that means.
What do you mean, man?
I can honestly say I've only been faithful to one person ever in my entire life. One.
Really?
I know what that means.
What that mean?
I mean, I'm going to have to go get my gun, go get my other gun, shoot all you motherfuckers.
Why did you feel a need that you can only be faithful to one person? I mean, out of all your relationships, okay, let's say... You've had, okay, let's put a number on, let's say 10 relationships. Now, out of 10 relationships, you're only faithful to one of those relationships?
Yeah.
Wow. I mean.
Hey, wait a minute. Why motherfuckers on the phone listen like, it better than me, goddammit. It better than me. Motherfucking lines for the start lighting up. Well, who the fuck is you faithful to? Who is this, Ricky? Reggie? Jeff? A whole bunch of motherfuckers text messages. It better been me.
I mean, I gotta know. I gotta ask the question. I mean, did you see something totally different in that particular guy than all the other guys? I mean, did he treat you a certain way? I mean, what was it? Why was he so special where you didn't cheat on him, but you cheat on everybody else? What made him special?
I would have to say it was because the way I felt about him. It wasn't just about, people always want to make it seem like, you know, as women, that's all we look for is the big dick and all this and that, or you could just make us fall in love with you, you know, because your dick big, and it always has to pertain around that. It's not about that. You know what I mean? For me, you have to, I guess we bonded.
So he didn't have a big dick.
What?
I mean, you said it wasn't about the big dick, so he didn't have a big dick.
No, I didn't say all that. I didn't say he didn't have a big dick. I said it's not about that.
Oh, okay. I'm just asking.
What I'm saying is, we bonded emotionally and as friends. You know what I'm saying? And so when you add all of those aspects together, you see what I mean?
I didn't feel like I have the need.
I don't even be wanting to. And it's just been different. It's just been different than any other relationship that I've been in. I have no need to want to have sex with other people. I just don't anymore. I don't know why.
Okay. Okay, I got my sound bites back, but I can't get nothing else. That Janine, I'm sorry, but that didn't make no damn sense to me. How is this motherfucker special when I'm not? You know, I mean, if you got a relationship with me, I had to mean something to you in the beginning.
You know what I mean? She wasn't
in no relationship. They was in a relationship. She wasn't.
That's just as crazy.
And I'm not saying I don't care about people. I care about people, but I guess I care about myself more.
You're the dog, motherfucker!
That's just being
okay,
self.
That
didn't
come out right. That did sound bad.
So let me ask you a question. I think we're in a relationship, right? I'm going around, you know, I introduced you to my mama.
Mm-hmm.
As my girlfriend or my woman or whatever. Now, I go meet your people. How you going to introduce me? Is my friend?
Yeah, you're my friend.
You know
and
what?
Yesterday I just introduced you as my girlfriend to my mama.
Uh-huh.
And we get around your people. I'm just your fucking friend.
You're my friend. That is.
No, you know what? In all honesty, I've been on the receiving end of that. I have. Well, I introduced a motherfucker like, yeah, that's my girl. And when I got around her people, she's like, yeah, my friend. I was like, what?
How that shit make you feel, man?
Shit, that shit ended that day.
Yeah, that's about the best I can see it. You're right, we ain't in a relationship.
Yeah, I walked out. I just looked at her. I gave my little smirk. Straight. It's like being y'all. Where you going, bitch? Fuck! Don't touch me. Don't say nothing to me.
That's crazy.
And that was that. But yeah, I'm like, damn. I introduced you to everybody, my girl, and you turned around and introduced me as your friend.
And I hear what y'all saying, but that has never happened to me ever.
No, I mean, maybe not, but I mean, and you know, when I find it, I'm like, well, why the fuck would you introduce me as your friend? And she was like, well, I'm like, what, you was embarrassed about me? This, I just didn't want to hear my mother's mouth. What?
Yeah, I'd have been pissed, man.
Man, it was a wrap. I'm like, yeah, well, you ain't got to worry about hitting it no more.
Damn right. Hit my mom. How your girl? What girl?
Right.
Oh, she was just my friend, man. I was just trying to make her feel good. Now you got to try to clean it up.
Right. You talking about that little black bitch I had over here the other day? Now, that wasn't my girl.
Right. Exactly. That shit crazy than a motherfucker. This mug said, she ain't been in a relationship, but got all these other motherfuckers thinking they is in a relationship. You should feel so bad.
Well, I'm sorry I don't.
Ooh-wee. Now, you know what they say.
What they say?
Karma is a bitch.
That's the only one to believe in it.
I heard that too. But shit, we live, we die, whatever. Shit. We all go.
I mean, you
I've
know
had
what?
People say I ruined their life, all this and that. How I ruined your life? You know what, dog? Just like I made choices.
In all honesty, I gotta say, in certain situations, and you might, I already know you can see the motherfucker, but it's a lot of situations where our motherfuckers look at. Oh, I thought me and you had something. No, we didn't. I don't know why you thought we did. I mean, shit, it was just what it was. I mean, you
but
never
you know
heard
what?
Me.
I think people should, you know, when people do shit like that, I'm not saying you personally, but I think when people do shit like that, they need to, you know what I'm saying, they need to reverse the situation and put themselves in the other person's shoes. And you know what I'm saying, see how that shit feels. That's fucked up.
I mean,
well, no.
I mean, you can't blame me because you caught more feelings than I did.
Exactly.
Well, apparently in that situation, somebody's portrayed some fake-ass feelings.
No, I ain't going to say you betrayed no feelings. Wait, man, hold on. Hold on before we go any farther.
Okay, see, yeah, I'm back up.
Way low.
What's up, bro?
What's happening, dog?
What's going on?
Chilling.
They ganging up on me as usual, man. That's what's going on.
Now,
go ahead and make your point.
I mean, all I'm saying is this, dog. I'm saying if me and let's just say me and Liquor Store, we you know, we deal, but I mean, shit. I never said I was your man. You never said you was my woman. You know, I mean, we just deal. I mean, if we didn't get it established, and to look back in retrospect, I think that was my problem, that we really didn't get that established. That, you know, I mean, there was no I love yous or nothing like that involved. It was, hey, what's happening, you know? But, I mean, shit, some motherfuckers get caught up. I mean, my thing is this. Can you really say somebody your girlfriend if that, or your boyfriend, if you don't even hear, I mean, and I know it's a cliche, and I know anybody can say it, but damn, at least, if you at least tell me I love you, you know what I'm saying? At least I know I got something to go on. This motherfucker never said I love you. You know, or you the one for me, or nothing like that. Hell no, I'm not going to think I'm your man.
All right, well, I'm going to give all y'all a reason to jump on me on this statement right here. This is just me. This is my opinion. I think sometimes you can have an established relationship without actually communicating we in a relationship. Sometimes it happens like that. You know what I'm saying? You fucking around with motherfuckers so long, that's my woman. Even though y'all may not have sat down and said, hey, let's be boyfriend, girlfriend, but you've been fucking around for so long, you boyfriend, girlfriend. But
nah,
you never actually communicated it together.
I think it happens. In situations like that, if it's not communicated, y'all have a certain respect for each other. But nah, that don't mean that she your motherfucking woman. I mean, she like, okay, when you come around, you know, it's just you. But nah, I ain't your woman. I mean, I give you that much respect, but nah, I ain't your woman. Same vice versa.
Well, I tend to disagree. Waylo, what you think, man? Have you ever been in a relationship where you actually didn't say, let's be boyfriend, girlfriend, and just turn into that?
Yeah, just be together with no title type shit.
Yeah. I mean, but did you think that she was your woman?
No, not at all. But we had the understanding to where, like, you know, we don't cross them boundaries, we don't cross them lines without talking about the shit, you know. Certain things you can and can't do. But at the end of the day, there ain't no title on it, so you really don't belong to that person.
Exactly. I mean, there's no title been put on now. I mean, you having fun, I'm enjoying you enjoying me. But I mean, shit, if I'm, I mean, You know, I mean, that's okay. Can you actually, let's just say, hypothetically speaking, you with somebody and y'all in this, you know, whatever you want to call it, and you never hear I love you or you my boo or nothing. I mean, would you actually still think that person in the that's your girlfriend?
Well, sooner or later, I would need to hear that.
I mean, okay, I'm saying.
I mean, why, though? Why would you need to hear that?
6 months.
Sometimes can fuck up things, though. Why would you try to turn something into nothing when you don't have to?
Well, you know what? I'll tell you what. I'll give both of y'all a piece of advice.
Shut the fuck up! No! Oh, shit! Say it again. Say something else. Say something else, nigga.
I forgot Father Time or Sentimental in Love.
I don't know why. I don't know how you forgot that, though. He's a hopeless romantic. This motherfucker's been a hopeless romantic since I was 8.
Ain't nothing wrong with that, man.
That's a
bad thing. That's a good thing, man.
I mean, but sometimes you can't hate. I mean, okay, just like you said about the stripper thing. Come on, dog. You really could not take that relationship seriously.
Well, actually, I kind of did, but...
Yeah, and not trying to be funny, not even trying to crack a joke. But who in that relationship took that relationship seriously other than you? Just you. You was the only one that took that relationship serious.
I'm not going to deny it.
I mean, this motherfucker actually got mad
at
us.
You ain't got to get all deep into
it,
man.
No, I'm not talking about her. I ain't talking about you. I'm talking about her. She got mad at us because when you said that, hey, this who you was with, we wouldn't say shit to her no more. She actually got mad.
Well, I was young and dumb. See, that's what happened when you give a broke motherfucker a little money. That's what shit like that happens. You know what I'm saying? I thought I was the shit. Everybody loved me. Fuck it. But, you know, you live and learn. I learned from that. You know, I grew from it, man. I grew from it. And I think when you can grow from your mistakes, that makes you a better person. It's just me. My opinion.
Yeah,
wait, though, I'm gonna get you back to the top. Have you ever been cheated on?
Yeah.
Did you work it out or did you lead a relationship?
Kicked the old country ass to the curb.
Yeah, most men do.
No, that's not true.
I say most.
Like with my ex-wife, I gave my ass 30 days to get our shit together. She didn't get our shit together, so I left her ass. And then
you were married. I can understand that. I was married, you know. We gave each other plenty of chances.
I mean, and then the chick
I
when
like you make some money, you're trying to fix my life. Both of y'all just sound
but
like
I went overseas.
No,
this chick that I was with, she got pregnant when I came back. Mm-hmm. Hold on, sir. Well, I'll be right back.
That motherfucker made a point there and said, hold on.
Hold on, man. I think now, you know what? I believe, because, I mean, I have done that. I have got cheated on, and I have gave that person another chance. And, I mean...
Hello.
I think in the long run, I'm gonna tell you, you really got to look like in the depths of your heart to actually say, okay, I can do that. I forgive you. Because if you can't forgive them, then there's no point even going on.
I tried that, man. I tried to forgive her, but you know what? After the day I found out. And the day we I guess you call it reconsult, whatever it's called.
What's up?
I thought about that shit every fucking day, man. That shit drove me nuts. Even though I forgave her, but I don't think I really, really in my heart.
You didn't. Then.
Truly
you didn't.
Did.
I mean,
you know what
that's
I mean?
What I'm saying. You have to look in the depths of your heart. I'll say, you got to go to a place where shit, man, you probably, man, it's probably very few times in your life you go that deep down inside yourself to say, I forgive somebody. You probably can forgive a motherfucker that shot at you quicker than you can forgive her.
Man,
you know,
I used to call that work.
Let's
see if she was there.
I think I said it just before. After we had our little issue and shit, it was like she didn't have no remorse for what she did, and she kept talking to the motherfucker. So it was like I felt like she was an apple, and she was tainted.
Shut the fuck up!
My bad.
Goddamn, Waylo, he like
no, that was my bad. That was my bad.
Uh-huh.
No, my screen died. You know, you just push the button to make it come back on, and I just happened to have it on that particular sound bite. My bad. But I feel your pain, man. I feel your pain.
So you saying you would truly have to love that person in order to be able to forgive them?
I don't think that's true.
You do.
I don't think that's true.
Yeah, I do. I mean, me and him never agree, so.
No,
because
in the back of your head, you know she fucked somebody, you getting a pussy, that's all you're going to think about is, damn, somebody else been in
that pussy. Yeah, and you know what, your addition, that will be your addition reaction. It will be. I mean, shit. What motherfuckers written? I mean, you're going to be like, damn, this motherfucker, damn, you know? And even the most. That Leah's motherfucker would be like, damn, was he better than me? What was it? Especially if it was an ongoing relationship. You know, you're going to be like, damn, this motherfucker better than me? God damn, what was he doing to make her just leave me and come to him? I mean, it is. It, like I say, it takes, I mean, dog, you have to really like, I mean.
And let me ask a question. Why do y'all still think like that? When y'all know why we cheated. If we cheated because you cheated, and we know you cheated.
Hold on. Now, see, first of all, here we go with this.
We shouldn't have did what we did. Well, I did what I did because you did what you did.
If that was the case, if that's the case, then let's just leave each other the fuck alone. Because if we both want to keep on going like that, then, I mean, come on now. I mean, you know what? That's the one thing that me and you usually agree about things, but I got to disagree with you about that one. I believe that a motherfucker cheats because they want to. It's not no, I didn't make you do a damn thing. I didn't make you do shit.
I didn't say he made me do anything.
You could have left.
You said you playing
the tit for tat game. That ain't going to do nothing but get you shot.
Yeah, I was.
That ain't going to get you shot,
Oh, well, it didn't.
Well, I just agree with y'all.
You the right one. You get busted in
the head. I didn't cheat. She cheated because she wanted to.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? I didn't.
And that's
fact,
anybody. That's any and
the
everybody.
Same motherfucker the whole fucking marriage. Before the marriage. And after the divorce.
That's just like mine. She cheated because she wanted to cheat.
Exactly.
I didn't say you were cheating, but there have been times when I did not cheat, but then I cheated when I found out he cheated. Okay, because now I'm figuring, well, it's not like I thought it was going to be. If it's not just going to be me and you, then I could go back to being me.
That's what I'm saying. And what I'm saying is that you didn't do it because I did it. You did it because that's what you wanted to do.
No, it wasn't.
Right.
No, it wasn't.
If it wasn't what you wanted to do, you wouldn't have did it. If I didn't do it at first,
then I could have continued not doing it.
Well, why would you? I mean, okay, you can still continue not to do it. You, evidently, you did it because you wanted to do it.
If I wanted to do it, I would have did it before he did it.
woman is still a woman, but she don't want to be with another man emotionally. She still has feminine.
She just needs her urges to
She just needs. That means she goes, she do what she do, she wash up before she come home or whatever, 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 and they get back to their
liquor store. Liquor store.
Nigga, you bullshitting.
That's on a wish, because no man will never, ever, ever in his life tell his woman to go fuck somebody else. He don't give a fuck what's going on at home.
You
I ain't never met one.
Until you become fucking impotent and you cannot perform sexually.
Oh, well, tear your ass on. Don't, no. You're not going to sit here and tell me.
Established it.
Well, and who going to establish that?
I'm just
you better
saying,
sit your ass down and suck on this little shit with that motherfucking do what you gotta do. Out your fucking mind. I understand, baby. Don't get no. You better get the fuck on.
Well, have you ever heard of a situation where a woman was pregnant?
She likes to have sex for a couple of hours of period of time, and she said when they fucked, it's only 5 minutes.
Well, you better wait till I get. You better go wait till I get this rod inserted. But if you before there, you better sit your monkey ass down.
Have y'all ever heard of a situation where a pregnant woman did not have sexual urges, but she allowed her husband to go and be with other women sexually?
Nope.
Nope. I have never heard that before.
I haven't.
Of course you have, Wicked Way Law.
I have.
I ain't gonna lie to you.
The dude thought it was nasty as fuck to have sex with his pregnant wife, and vice versa.
Well, that's just two fucked up individuals.
They just mentally retarded. He don't know that's the best. Stay wet. They ain't got to worry about getting them pregnant.
Right, they're already pregnant.
Right, damage done. What the fuck is wrong with him?
I'm just saying, in my situation, I would never allow that, ever. You know, I'd rather you just fuck it, divorce me, whatever. I'm not going to give you permission to go out there and fuck around with another motherfucker. And then come home and get in my bed. No, don't work like that.
But you
I'd
would.
Rather you just fucking say, hey, you know what? You don't satisfy me no more, I'm leaving. I can accept
you,
that.
So what if she gave you a threesome?
What if she what?
What if she gave you a threesome?
But his dick ain't working, so what good that is going to do?
Yeah, he can work out.
I'm talking about, he said that he wouldn't, before he would have sex with somebody else, he would leave, right?
Right. No, her. That's what I would tell her.
Oh, that's what you tell her.
If
okay,
I'm not
okay.
satisfying you, you know I'm not satisfying you, then tell me and let's just move on with our lives. You know what I mean? That ain't no reason. Okay, if I'm not satisfying you, that's no reason to go out there and start cheating. Because you could have just came and told me, hey, you're not satisfying me, I want out. Okay, I'll have to accept that and move on. But I don't have to accept the fact that, you know, you out there fucking around with all these other motherfuckers and they ain't coming home to me. I ain't got to accept that. But I can accept the fact that you come to me, you know what I'm saying, as my woman, and say I'm not happy in this relationship, you don't satisfy me. I want out. I have to accept that.
She come home, kiss you. You looking at her. What's that white stuff around your lips? Ooh,
you know what I'm saying?
Get it all on.
Like, damn, I didn't even wipe your fucking mouth off.
Right, I'm pretty sure
you man.
I
don't got to accept that shit.
Hold on, everybody. I'm going to tell you like this, and if she came home and kissed me, and I know you've been fucking and sucking.
Lord, please pray for the soul of this bitch and fatten up him then and make it strong, Lord, so that she might learn a whole place. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Yeah.
All
right. You see, this is what the shit I be talking about. Father Time, you said you would not accept, if you could not, please your woman. You cannot accept her going out to be with other men in sexual ways only. But you would, on the other hand, marry a woman who said, you can go do whatever you want to do as long as I don't catch you.
Goddamn
you
right.
She said it, not me.
She told me that.
Yeah, that contradicted. She said it. He did.
Yeah, that's contradictive as fuck.
How?
Her permission to go there and fuck around. She gave me permission. How's that a contradiction?
I never
once said, hey, you can go out and fuck
right.
whoever you want. Just don't let me find out.
Hey, baby,
she told me.
Hey, Chava. Since you're so nice, baby, vice versa. Same go for you. No, I never said that.
I never said that. So how's that a contradiction?
It sounds contradictory as fuck.
It's not.
Okay, well, then it goes along with my theory that most men would not, you know, saying bypass the opportunity to have sex with another woman, but a woman would bypass the opportunity to have sex with another man.
Them ain't no theories, them hypotheses. You just got to educate a cat.
Well, whatever you say, I said too based on my own personal experiences.
Well, but you know what though, I take offense to that because I won't cheat. You know, I'm not saying that I'm perfect. I have cheated before. You know, I cheated one time my whole life.
Mm-hmm.
What?
But I've had plenty. I had opportunities to cheat. I cheated one time in my life, man.
What?
I told you about that.
Okay. Now we got a new caller. Lying motherfucker. Hey, what's happening, caller?
Hey, how y'all doing?
What's up? What, Defiant?
Yes, it is.
Hey, how you doing, Define? Define, I don't want to cut you off, but fuck you talking about, dog. I cheated one time in my whole life.
All right, man, if you say so.
And actually, I talked to you about that.
I know. I you've been talking to me about many other times, but hey.
But what I want to do is I want to make a point. I want to make a point to Liggestoe. Liggestoe, all men don't think like that. Just because a man has the opportunity to cheat doesn't mean he's going to actually do it. I'm pretty sure every guy on the show right now has had opportunities to mess around, but didn't. You know what I'm saying?
I concur 100%. I'm just, hey, it's a show, man. No.
You hold me to what I say. I'm going to hold you to what you said. You said most men don't do that. A small percentage takes advantage of that, but most men don't. That's all
I'm
saying.
And I also
said
men that I have known. That means that I just knew some dog ass men. I'm not, you know, I'm not talking about everybody. Everybody is not the same.
Get the fuck out of here!
I feel that's just how men were built. They were, made to be that way.
That's not true.
I mean, wait a minute, Bill, we ain't talking trucks. Goddamn. What the hell is that?
I'm saying. Like, we come off an assembly line and get that shit
right.
It has always been acceptable for men.
Model 69 is ready.
With multiple women. It has been like that for ages.
Yep.
Okay, hold on, y'all.
All because it's unlawful now.
That's because that woman in the beginning let that shit happen, and then somebody took it to the next level, and they let the shit happen. That's why it got acceptable. That's why people think it was acceptable.
I think it's all bullshit. But let me bring in Defiant. That's fine. You've been listening the last couple minutes.
Yeah, I just jumped on right fast.
Okay. Speak your mind. What you think?
Actually, I'm just mad catching on to what everybody was saying, but I think if men just do it because. I think it's because of the excitement. I think they cheat because they want to. I don't think all men cheat, but I think some do it for the excitement, but, you know, hell.
But you said the key word. You said the key word, because they want to.
They don't do it
because they have a reason. They do it because they want to.
You know
that defiant. Let me ask you, as a woman, have there been times that you did not cheat? You were with that guy because that's who you wanted to be with, but then when you found out he cheated on you, did you cheat on? Have you ever been in a situation like that where you cheated on him because you knew he had cheated on you?
Because he cheated on me?
Yeah, I did it.
But you did it because you wanted to.
So you did it because you wanted to, but... Did you do it because he cheated on you? Or
I did it because he cheated on me.
But
exactly.
You did it because you wanted to.
Exactly.
You still wanted to do it.
You still wanted to do it.
Right.
If we wanted to do it, we would have did it before he and even cheated on her.
It was being spiteful. I did it because I was pissed off and I was mad about it. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm pretty sure that every female and every male had the opportunity before and after whatever incident to cheat when they feel like it. I mean, because you want to. But when most women find out that their man has cheated, we do it spitefully because we feel like this is the thing to do at the time and the moment, even though two wrongs will make a right. But I'm just saying, at the time, it felt good. Fuck it, you know. He cheated on me, I'm cheating on him, you know, so,
y'all talk the most bullshit. I'm
saying.
I love y'all to death, but y'all talk the most bullshit, because at the end of the day, whether it was before or after, you still did it because you wanted to do it. Whether it was before or after, it was still because you wanted to do it.
Yeah, you made a decision. I mean, I have to agree with that. You made a conscious decision. Did nobody knock you upside the head and take your
Exactly. Nobody
you
put a gun
told,
in your head.
Yeah, you chose
put that dick in your neck.
You chose to call that man, and you chose to go to his spot, and you chose to get naked, and you chose, you know what I'm saying? So,
But we're saying we did it for a reason.
Let me say this.
Positive, but you didn't. This is what I want you to do. This is what I want you to do, Define, from me to you.
Say another motherfucking word, and this shit is over. And I ain't playing, nigga.
All right. I thought you.
I apologize for my outburst.
But I'm just saying, I mean, really, truly, she asked me a question.
You didn't cheat because he cheated on you. You saw the opportunity and you took it.
I'm not going to say because I wanted to. I'm going to say I made a conscious choice to do it because he cheated on me. So y'all go however y'all want to.
I thought you worked today.
Same Kool-Aid, different flavor.
You talking about conscious choices. Was you watching Dr. Field on your phone? You and Ligastone texting each other about Dr. Field? All these big words, conscious. Out of here. Now, people cheat because they want to. Motherfuckers don't cheat. You don't need a reason to cheat.
I mean, I can understand the spitefulness of it, but you still
The spitefulness. See, Dr. Phil is a motherfucker today, boy. He had a good-ass show. Go ahead.
You know, like the first said, both sides are right. You know what I'm saying? Yes, she did it out of spite, and she wanted to, but, you know... Had he never done it, she would have never done it. I think the fellas are trying to say,
how do you know that, though?
I'm trying to take your side real quick. I think what the fellas are saying is that if you felt the need to cheat on me, then you should just left me alone. You should just been like, okay, well, nigga, fuck you. I'm out of this relationship.
Two wrongs don't make it right. But at the time, when you made that choice, you did it because you felt like at the time you felt right. You say, but it's really wrong. I mean, hell, what the hell
are you? It only felt right at the time because you give us this dick. That's all that
was.
It's a dick that you wanted anyway. Then now you just said, okay, now I'm finna go get it.
And see, and that's what I'm saying. It don't even necessarily be somebody that we even wanted to be with. Or somebody
well,
it could
you
just be after. It could be right after that moment we found out he was cheating. We go find a motherfucker to fuck. It don't even be
exactly.
That. Exactly.
My point exactly.
I'm not proving your point. Because
yes,
wouldn't have never went out. If you wouldn't have never cheated, I wouldn't have never went out to find that person in the first place.
Yeah, all right. Yeah, it sounds good.
I know, it do.
No, it don't. Not
argument.
Really.
I'm still in argument mode, y'all see.
Hey, well,
hey, 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 hey.
the beginning. I had some issues at work. So I'm getting ready for tomorrow. I'm in argument.
You got some issues now.
Mode.
You know what?
Who got some issues?
Today.
I wish a motherfucker could tell me that.
And that's y'all, because I've been with plenty of people who found out we cheat, and they still don't want us to break up with them. So, you know, everybody's different. Y'all
that's
have y'all way of doing
loves
things.
You.
I'm going to tell you like this.
He loves you.
Okay, I'm going to tell you like this. When you... Yeah, I cheated, but I only cheated because you cheated. I'm going to tell you like this. This is what's playing in my head. Round one.
And then it end up going back and forth, huh?
No. Ain't going to be no back and forth. It's going to be like, God damn, this motherfucker's strong.
Hurry up, light it out.
Mm-hmm. Gonna bust your head to the white wheat.
I mean, I don't understand. If I don't give you a reason to cheat, I don't see why would you go out there.
Well, that's totally different. That's totally different. You don't give me a reason to cheat, then I just might not, depending on how I feel about you.
Just might not.
But you know what killed me about cheating? When you find out, like I'm speaking as a guy. When you find out that the motherfucker cheating on you, it's real funny how they make it your fault.
It's always your fault.
Yeah. Well, if you was doing this, the fuck you want me to do? I don't understand it. It's always our fault that y'all go out there and cheat. Or you don't hold me enough. You're not affectionate enough. All that kind of bullshit, man.
Now that I don't agree with.
Motherfuckers do it. And then when they get caught, first they deny the shit. They deny it all the way up until you basically put it in their motherfucking face. Then they admit it. You know, I'm speaking from experience. They admit it, and then it's my fault. You know what I'm saying? This motherfucker told me I wasn't affectionate enough. Oh, you don't show me enough affection. That's why I went out. No, bitch, you was doing that shit before you went. Now your ass done got caught. Now you're trying to flip it and say it's my fault. That's bullshit, man.
I could just picture them looks on their face. You know, we bust it. We laughing in the air, boy.
You know what? That's what ass kicking come in at. Because you're going to sit there and lie in my face? No, I promise you. On my kids, I didn't. Okay, now you're going to lie on your kids. Now I'm going to kick your ass.
Yeah, you lying on our kids.
You should have seen my ex-wife's face when I played her that motherfucking tape.
That would be a good TV show.
I would watch that. It sounded like you recorded my conversation. No, bitch, it sound like you fucking in my car. I just bought your ass.
See, then you be on more. You talking about?
Now, see, that's not Tama. That's when you should have played this. Cause, well, I on my kids. I swear to God to you, baby. I
shut the fuck. Shut. No. Oh shit. Say it again. Say something else. Oh. Say something else. Say something else, nigga!
Man, let me tell you, man, this motherfucker here, dog, this motherfucker was so smooth about the shit. I found out, right, she denied, you know what I'm saying? But I'm willing to work it out. I'm like, fuck it, let's go to counseling, you know, get the shit out of our motherfucking system, you know what I mean?
Man,
she didn't want to do the fucking counseling.
Tell the truth in counseling.
She didn't want to do the counseling, right? So, you know, we divorced. Listen. We got divorced, right? Fuck it. You don't want to work it out, fuck it. You know what I'm saying? Then this motherfucker, you know, we remain friends, you know, which is, I think is, you know, that says a lot about me. We remain friends. She came over to the crib, right? Me and Wick was sitting there. We sitting in the crib, right, when she come over. I got this motherfucker's name. This motherfucker went off.
don't go up to my job trying to start no shit, you know, and all this bullshit. I'm like, well, you've been fucking this motherfucker. You fucking her before you met me. You know what I'm saying? You met me, you married me, and you continue fucking this motherfucker, but you don't want me to go say nothing to him. You know what I'm saying? And he married, too. Both of these
motherfuckers
married.
Well, I don't, you shouldn't have said nothing to him. He didn't rape her.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know what, though? In hindsight,
you got no reason
great,
to say
that's
shit
great-ass advice. That's great-ass advice in hindsight, but at that point in time,
Oh, anger is a motherfucker.
That shit.
I tell you that. Yeah, anger is a motherfucker. Because when I found out, I was sitting in the bushes waiting on his ass.
But they have sure come talk to y'all, though.
I wish a motherfucker would come talk to me.
Mm-hmm.
I wish a motherfucker would come up and say, hey, I'm fucking your wife. I'm fucking your bitch or whatever. I wish a motherfucker would say that.
Y'all ain't never had that happen.
I ain't never had that happen.
Well, no, I did once, and that's why he got the shit stomped out of him for it. But, hey, nevertheless, I bet he
would think
that
one. Would roll up on me and say, hey, dog, where your bitch at? Yeah, my crew.
They don't come to y'all like that, I know. They probably, you know what, a lot of times what happens, I'm going to tell y'all what happens. We as women.
You know the name of the game. Your bitch chose me.
Damn, that's a cold shit.
We talk to them and we tell them what's going on at home. You know
why
what I'm
do y'all
saying?
Do
so,
that?
Because we need somebody to talk to.
That's
and
what I said.
You gonna confine in another motherfucker who can ruin you.
Mm-hmm. And here comes Dex, the swinging his dick.
How can he ruin you if he don't even know where you live or anything like
that? Weakness. He know your weakness.
Well, he can't tell me what to do with my life now. I'm just using you to talk to him.
Here telling you. Trust me, been there, done that.
I know, I'm sure he is, but I don't fall for that, okay? I'm just letting you know. But,
all right, but hold on, Janine. Hold your thoughts. We're going to get back into the conversation, but we ain't ending the show, but technically we are ending the show. So, Janine, you got any last words? We ain't ending the show, so don't nobody hang up. I just want to get this on the air.
How you going to stop the conversation then if we ain't ending the show?
Because I want to get it on the air. Janine, you know, after the show is over, you know, they cut us off. You ain't last words or not, Janine.
Moving along. I just forgot what I was talking about now. That's my last thought.
All right, define your game last words.
The little time I spent on it was good. Y'all funny. I love y'all. Catch y'all tomorrow.
Don't hang up. Way low. You got any last words?
I've been absent, but I'm back. Mental Media 219. Check me on Facebook. City.Spoose.com.
All right, Liquor Store, you got any last words?
All right, Trip. And I love this show.
Hey, dog, you got any last words?
Yeah, Waylo is SinCityRadio.Ning.com, nigga.
Oh, nigga. Shit, my bad. The new shit, my bad. I've been all right,
we want to thank everybody for listening. Thank everybody for calling. We greatly appreciate it. Now, back to the regular scheduled program. I got to get that shit out of there, Janine. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, once the show start recording, you know, I got to thank everybody for calling and listening. Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Can we all just stay alone?
Recording after a certain time?
Say again, man?
So they start recording after a certain time?
Yeah, the show starts recording. But we still be live. You know what I'm saying? So, we got to get the thanks out there.
Yeah.
You know? You know, some of us don't care because, you know, we only been in one real relationship in our whole entire lives. And all the other motherfuckers thought they was in a relationship. Shit that I'll never get over. I thought that's going to be on my tombstone. I thought I was in a relationship.
That's fucked up.
Yeah, lies, Papa Time.
You missed it, man. She actually said...
she's been in all these. She's been in one relationship in her whole life. One relationship. All these other motherfuckers thought they was in a relationship with her. How does that work? I don't understand it.
Unless I'm married to you, I'm free. There are no in between.
You was late for your own wedding. You can't use that.
It don't
right,
matter, but
that's
I
the
mean.
Last thing you can use.
It don't matter. I got married. And he lost the battle, like they always do, when he cheated. I mean, it's simple. You cheat, then I'm going to show you what it feels like to be cheated on. It's very simple. Everybody
I'm
say they don't,
like
they don't
yeah,
care. They
say,
don't care.
I'm going to be mm-hmm. God honest with you. Janine, mm-hmm. you've been a lucky motherfucker. God has had his hand on your shoulder, whether you know it or not.
I know.
Because
I'm very
you, that theory that you keep going by, I swear for God, if you thought that theory would work with me, well, I guess you learned your lesson now, huh? Yeah, right? You think so? Okay. I'm telling you, you go. Yeah, he lost the war, but he won that battle last night because God damn it, he told my ass up.
That's crazy, man. That's crazy as hell. I don't understand it, but hey, like Janine said, to each his own. You know what I'm saying? When you start getting all them phone calls tomorrow talking about, you was talking about me, right? I was listening last night. I was the motherfucker you was faithful to, right? This is Tony. No, this ain't no goddamn Tony.
It's gonna be six motherfuckers called there at once. Now, which one of us was you faithful to?
I don't even know what
name is.
I don't remember your name. How
come
I don't remember the people's names? I'm just not. I don't know. I'm just not into people like that.
Did you say you don't remember their names?
Man, move over and let me pass. Who they have to be pulling these hush puppies out your motherfucking ass?
You know, I'm real big on respect. That's the ultimate mm-hmm. disrespect. If I walk up on you and be like, hey, how you doing? And you don't even remember my motherfucking name?
It's happened. I'm sorry it has.
That's
you know
like
what, dog? As much as I want to be against her, I can actually say, yeah, that has happened. Hey, you.
Hey, what's
up?
Oh.
Hey, how you been? I've been good. How's the kid?
I wish
a
motherfucker would didn't remember my name.
Hey, man, I'm going to tell you shit. Motherfucker, I be looking like.
Yeah, I'm looking too like, what's my motherfucking name? What's the goddamn initials?
You
give me the initial of my first name.
You like, hey there, baby girl. How you doing? You know, I know who the hell you is, girl. Quit tripping. I gotta answer this call. Hello. Oh, wait, hey, I'm gonna get right back with you. Hey, give me your number. Write your number down.
Right up against the goddamn wall.
Yeah. Matter of fact, yeah, let me see your phone. Let me tag it in your phone. I'll sling that motherfucker against the wall. That's what it is, bitch.
Right into the wall.
Oh, call me crack, because every time you think about me, you're going to hear your phone going crack against that goddamn wall.
Oh, my goodness. Y'all are crazy.
I know.
Well, I am very blessed. I feel I am very blessed that I have not encountered anything like that. I've had a good life. Sorry,
no. Yeah, you had a great life.
Better knock on wood.
Yes.
Better knock on wood. Something in your house that's wood, you better knock on it. If you get my motherfucking name, we got a problem.
That's like I said, now that one I got to give up because I thought there's been many of them. We was intimate. We was who? What's your name again?
Yes, they deserve to die, and I hope they burn in hell.
I'd be like,
it's called,
you know,
it's called name association.
I told you last night.
Name
association.
I drink a lot of shit. I was in that car accident back in shit 98. Motherfucker, you met me in 2007. Really?
All right, I tell you what, I'm about to call R. Kelly because there's going to be a new Trapped in the Closet in this motherfucker. She forgot my name, Kelly. Write a song about it. I'm about to fuck her ass up.
Hey, man. Oh, that's a new skit. She forgot my name.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
What's your name, fine motherfucker?
Have y'all ever had somebody come tell y'all did stuff, but y'all don't remember that y'all did it? Because this one guy, it came through with his friend. His friend basically came to me and was like, he is, like, so devastated. And I was like, who? And this was, like, years later. I was like, who are you talking about? I didn't remember who he was talking about. I didn't remember his name. And this man was in jail blaming me, saying that I had ruined his life and I was the reason why he was in jail and everything. And I'm sitting there like, really?
That's not funny.
How the fuck?
I'm not even going to go there.
I don't know why he felt that way. I didn't do anything.
Nigga, you
bullshit.
Right, he did
lying.
Something.
That nigga
locked
up. I don't know why he locked up. I didn't
even
know.
He's not going to jail
over
no motherfucking broken heart.
I can figure out other things to do.
I know what she did. She went and got a restraining order on that nigga and called his ass over there and gave his ass some pussy and called the police on him. That's what she did.
No, I did not.
Man, you know, restraining order is shit to a real motherfucker.
If I'm going to have to get a restraining order, it's for you to get out of my house at that point in time. It ain't trying to set you up.
You know what that mean to me, a restraining order? That means I can't see you during business hours. After that, it's good to go. 9 to 5, I can't see you.
Let's get ready to rumble!
I mean, shit, that's all it is. You can't fuck with that motherfucker during business hours.
Okay.
After that, game is wide open. You know, I mean, be realistic. Most motherfuckers that get those restraining orders, they get that shit because they're mad out of anger at that particular time. Mm-hmm. You know, those motherfuckers last for like 6 months or some shit like that. Mm-hmm. They still be fucking around with the same motherfucker that got the restraining order on.
Mm-hmm.
I wish a motherfucker would try to come on my house after they put a restraining order on me. I ain't gonna lie, I would call the police on y'all. I would let you in, be like, hey, wait a minute, hold on, baby.
Exactly.
Officer, she's in here, she got a gun, I'm about to die. Take her ass home. Just take her out of here. Take her the fuck out of here. I'd be like, you know what? That's for you. Throw her ass an empty gun, too. Here, catch this.
Man, I ain't never had no restraining order, man. I have no idea how that shit works. Only for one
month. Nah, I can honestly say I've never had none either. I've never had a restraining order.
Well, let me tell you, Sight Dog. Just
wow.
Never had one.
Nah, I can honestly say. I done got told a lot of times, get the fuck out, but.
I mean, how does that shit make a man feel? You got to get a restraining order out on a woman.
Fuck it, shit, they put that shit out on us. Shit, I call the police on a motherfucking woman. Man, shit, I ain't never got a damn woman in my life.
Man,
let a motherfucker hit me.
I'm about to murder the shit out of you.
Man, let a motherfucker hit me. I swear to God, I done been escorted out of too many houses. I'm finna start getting motherfucking. Fuck that. I will not be escorted again. Motherfucker gonna get escorted. You know how they be talking shit when you handcuffed? Yeah, you bitch. Yeah, you bitch. You going to jail, bitch. I be just like this. Bye, bitch. Hello,
Susie. Oh, you going to jail? Nah. You going to jail now?
Hey, and I still on the phone, Susie. Yeah, come on. Yeah, the bitch gone. She gone. Yeah, they locking her ass up now. Oh, her mama ain't got no money. That bitch be in there till the morning.
Right,
yeah, you go with her gown. Hey, yeah, you go with her gown. I got a nightgown on just for you.
Hey, before I forget, y'all, I just put up some new movies. We got a G.I. Joe. We got The Call and something else. All you gotta do is go to SinCityRadio.ning.com. You get that way low? .ning.com. Click on the movie tab.
I'm sorry, motherfucker. Shit.
All you gotta do is go to SinCityRadio.ning.com. Click on the movie tab. Those movies will be up until Thursday night. And then I'm going to put up Evil Dead 42 and something else starting.
42?
This coming Friday. Yeah, 42, that Jackie Robinson movie.
Oh, okay.
It's a black movie.
Am I the only one who cannot look at The Call because of what's her face? What is her name?
Halle Berry?
Yes.
That movie was good as hell. Hey, y'all, fuck what she talking about. CNCRadio.com. The Call is on there. The movie is good as hell. I must admit, it's G.I. Joe. Great quality. I mean, when you going to get movies in the theater for free? With good ass quality. Only on CNCRadio.ning.com. That's all I got to say.
Anybody saying the movie was good.
It was good as hell. I keep looking at that fucked up wig on her head. I can't even look at the movie. I'm looking at the preview. I'm like, what the fuck is the wig on my hair? I can't look at it. Defiant, tell your friends we got all the hot movies.
Oh, yeah, I guess.
Hey, you seen that new movie with Vin Rames in it? I think it's called Mafia Wars or something like that.
Mafia Wars?
You know what? I started to look at it, but I never got into it.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
What's your name?
It on Netflix.
I'm going to throw it on the site right now.
Mafia Wars.
I've seen it on Netflix. Matter of fact, he got two movies on Netflix right now. I think it's Caged Animal and Mafia Wars.
Yeah. Yep.
I wonder if it's going to be something like The Game. Mafia Wars.
Well, I don't have access to Mafia Wars right now, so let's talk about a movie I can get.
Well, Evil Dead is good.
I'm about to put that on. I'm gonna throw that on there too.
Mm-hmm.
We'll have Evil Dead on this coming Friday.
Father Paul.
So y'all gotta tell y'all people. Tell your people, create a motherfucking profile.
Mm-hmm.
Upload some pictures, enjoy the motherfucking movies. They free.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
I feel you.
I'm gonna put some porn up there for Janine. And liquor store.
Shit, that was
cool.
The fire talking about that's what's up.
Oh, I'm gonna throw some porn on that in just for Defiant.
Oh, that's what's
up. Did my pictures get posted? I haven't even been on now.
Lots of Latinos.
Hey man, and another thing, don't be putting them little skinny girls on there. If you gonna put some porn on there, we want some thick on there.
That's what I'm talking about. Tell them.
Man, you know my porn is black, dude.
Big dick.
I mean, we don't want the little skinny white girls. I've seen a couple of porns you done had. Little skinny white girls.
This would be needing a power just out of some dick.
Right.
Janine, you don't have any pictures on here, dear.
I don't have any two new pictures of my breast pic.
Nope.
Oh, my goodness. Where did they go? I emailed them somewhere.
Oh, shit. Some little kid like, yes, indeedy. Yes, indeedy. Junior, what you got over there? Nothing?
Somebody is going to
kill us. All right, hey, he looked on his little phone. Just got his little phone, too. Oh, shit. I beat my dick like it owes me money. You gonna get a secret
apartment.
All right,
wait a minute. Hold on a second, dog. Now, Janine, I know you just mentioned breath. And I love y'all. I see you just posted a picture of some
breath.
Somebody named Love Child just posted. These ain't the same pictures, are they? Kiss, kiss. I like that. I'm just going through photos, y'all.
So how's the chat room? Has been going on?
Yeah.
Okay. I ain't been on in a while.
Man, what's up with the picture with the braids, dude?
What, my old school picture?
Man, you look like you was like 16 years old.
Nigga, don't you see it say throwback on it?
This motherfucker.
Well, if you going through there, you would know, man. Some big, bright-ass titties.
They not
with
on him.
With a big old brown areola. With a nipple in the
mouth. Nah, they ain't on here. I'm looking my goddamn.
They ain't on here.
They ain't there. They ain't there. Damn.
Oh, I'm going to have to find where they went to.
I told you where they went.
Yeah, you better go in that set box and see what address you typed in.
Yeah, right.
Real men wake their women up on slow heads.
To the wrong people.
Yeah, cook them breakfast in bed.
That's it. Gonna be on Channel 7 News in the morning.
Hell yeah. They gonna be coming to your job.
Hey, for y'all that ain't been on the site though, we got some good ass blogs on here, y'all. We got one called Pussy Wet. So first I suck you slow.
What?
Your sex sounds so exciting.
Hey, brother, hey. You shouldn't read that.
I'm just saying. I'm just giving them a thing.
I understand what you're saying, brother. But just because Waylo was like, what?
Hey, man, I'm just reading the post, man.
I'm saying that, bro, but everything, just let it be done. Just don't read
it,
man.
What happened to Sunshine? I see Sunshine in the Sunshine on the site.
who wrote the blog so I could look it up.
Love Child on the site.
Oh, he is just not.
What's happening, Sunshine and Love Child? Shouts out to Sunshine and Love Child. They on the site with us right now.
Hey, man, I don't look that young, man. I was in my early 20s when I took that picture.
Man, I don't even remember you ever having no fucking braids. That shit photoshopped.
I'm gonna get on that tonight. Come take me some pictures.
Yes, we haven't seen you in a while, Waylo. No body shots or anything.
I started my own business and everything, and ever since I did that, man, my damn days just been going to work and coming home and doing this shit. I'm doing this shit now.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they go, y'all know they're going to cut us off, so everybody needs to log into the motherfucking chat room. And now, y'all know I got video chat.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, we got a video chat room, too. Don't nobody like looking at me, so everybody stop using the motherfuckers, because I was in there.
Oh, my goodness.
Mm-hmm. I know I ain't the handsomest motherfucker in the world, but damn.
Well, everybody doesn't have a webcam.
Well, everybody that used to, stop. Here this motherfucker come. I was called...
What are you talking about?
Fred Sanford, because I got a little gray beard going. All kinds of bullshit.
Oh, I thought you were Grady. We called you Grady, not
Fred. Shady no, Grady. I ain't Grady, Walona. You like Walona from Good Times, always in everybody else's business.
Whatever.
All right, y'all. We need to get up out of here.
I do have to.
Wait,
Lord,
I see you. I see you.
People in the morning.
I'm gonna get up there and
Set their ass up. Give them hell like you gave me tonight. On that note, you got any last words? Any final words? We already did the last words. So we're going to do the final word now. Yay, final word.
It was good talking with you guys. You guys made me feel much, much better. And I will be on here tomorrow.
With
so
details.
She pissed me off. Shit, she had me hot today. I'm crazy.
Really?
Nah, I'm just bullshit. Define. Got any last words for us? Well, final words.
Man, you already know I love y'all. It's been fun, you know what I'm saying? Meet y'all in the chat room. I'll talk to y'all tomorrow.
You know, is it me or Define always sound like she fucking?
What? Elwood? I don't do
that. I mean, I'm saying, this is like every time you be like, any last words? God damn.
And you know what? You got a phone
fake
voice.
Oh, yeah. Well, let's get it on. What's up? Take some draws out, mother.
I tell you what, Define, why don't you call the show tomorrow? We're going to have phone sex, me and you.
Oh, that's what's up.
That's your phone sex voice.
Oh, okay. That's what's up.
Here we go. Oh, he the king of the phone sex, man. He can say some
I'm
shit.
I'm the queen.
Oh, shit. Challenge.
I beat my dick like it owes me money.
That's the fuck.
Wait, no, you got any final words, dog?
Yeah, I've been in that room.
Lady Queen and I are heading to Atlanta for the Pretty Girls Rocks event. And the Love and Hip Hop in Atlanta event.
Oh,
you know, I heard that shit started back up.
Yeah, it started back up.
I don't want to watch it in the middle of the season.
They asked us to come down and perform, and we're going to go down there and, you know, rock out with them. And so y'all go to bed, just say one for us before we go on the road. And I'll try to call y'all tomorrow.
Assalamu alaikum, brother.
Assalamu alaikum.
What you said.
and a ham sandwich to you. All right, Liquor Store, any final words?
Yes, you know, I enjoy you all. I always do. I enjoy myself. And I'll talk to you all tomorrow.
That's what's up, Tama. What's the business, dog? All
right, y'all. As I said earlier, thank everybody for calling. Thank everybody for listening on the internet, SinCityRadio.com. Me and Sunshine, she always talking shit. Sunshine, quit talking so much shit, because I talk shit right back at you. But that's how we get down in the chat room. Everybody get in the chat room.
Peace. I'm there.
All right, y'all. Thanks, everybody, for calling. Same bad time, same bad channel. Peace.